podcast is going. This is Taiwan Special, episode one for the week. This goes out on podcasts, and it's got a friendly video on YouTube. Okay. I'm contemplating how much to even share in this episode, and I'm contemplating how much to share in the future. I don't have my mind made up yet. I've been dealing with the problem of patience. By the way, this behind me is a picture of Taipei 101. It's one of the tallest buildings in the world. It's really fun to go see. It's kind of all by itself, but it's got a nice little fun mini market, busy market area. It's again, Krispy Kreme donuts. Really. One of the few Burger Kings in Taiwan nearby. Great, you know, Starbucks, great shopping center, great experience. You want to go to Taipei 101 and around the vicinity. You could do a whole day of it if you like shopping in Asia and stuff. One of the best places to go for a New Year's, at least one of the top favorite places. I mean, there's New York and there's Taipei because they have fireworks that come off the whole building and they really do a great job with it. It's not just an impressive thing. The fireworks become part of the building. So anyhow, Taipei 101, any guess as to how many floors it has? No, I remember, this building was one of the ones I think that rivaled the Sears Tower. Like it was rivaling the big ones. It was like, it's Sears Tower isn't the tallest anymore. Some building over in Asia got tall. This was one of them. All right. Taiwan's great. I love Taiwan. I love the Taiwanese people. There's this interesting culture thing here. You get to ride scooters and motorcycles everywhere and zip around slow and fun. And that's always fun for Westerners to drive motorcycles, especially Americans. You know, where motorcycles are dangerous, you know, little slow moving island culture. Motorcycles are awesome. They're just fun to zip around on. They're convenient. People are really friendly. And there's this language that's drastically different. You're surrounded by, you can get out of your normal boring zone. You can learn Mandarin, that because Chinese is cool, right? You know, the language, and people love living there. You know, the food's interesting. Life is relaxed. There's a, and the people, like the friends are great friends, good people. You know, it's a free society. And they're really, really polite. There's a politeness that we can learn from them. So it attracts a lot of people that are interested, but it has a lot of baggage. And that baggage creates a lot of problems for people. And it takes patience to stay. People want to stay. But because you've got this, it's two things. There's this part that you really love, and then there's this part that's really terrible that nobody does anything about. And I've been patient for 10 years. And I want to be careful about how much I say because I want to give people a chance to do the right thing. You know, I've got an application with the government, and as of today, it has been 91 days. Maybe you could say 90 days. It has been 3 months. Today, I applied on Monday, December 24th for permanent residence, and I gave them a reason. And the reason was sufficient. But they're doing the annoying bean counter desk clerk thing. Well, we're looking for the paperwork to support the idea. They lie on their paperwork all the time. But all of a sudden, they want to be uber niggly about it. And time's up. I think it should have been approved. And I gave them a sufficient reason. And if they had wanted to, they could have used that as their reason. But they didn't. They wanted to be uber niggly. Uber. I'm trying to say uber, like over, like very, you know. I don't know. Uber is a word that was before. I think it's German for over. So I'm getting to the point. See, here's the thing. Because they didn't approve it, And there's an appeal window time period that I have, and they sent me a letter. They made the decision February 25th and then waited almost a month to tell me. And I've got the paperwork that shows it. A month ago we decided, and we dated it like yesterday to tell you this. And it's like, why didn't you tell me right away? But that's what I'm talking about. Constant. It's just constant. Usually when a decision is made, you tell people right away. Not these guys. Taiwan's full of this kind of stuff. And it just, the rabbit hole of problems just goes and goes and goes. And I've been patient about it. I've had to work overtime in order for Taiwan's problems not to destroy me. I mean, it's a full-time job surviving Taiwanese nonsense. And the nonsense comes down to the classic Asian problem that American-born Chinese kids have with their parents who speak Mandarin better than English. There's literature on it. It's the Asian shame culture, and there's a cultural conflict. Kids go to school, get along. Oh, I made a mistake. Okay, forgive me, sorry. And okay, we'll all do better and we're friends. They go home, their parents never grew up that way, don't do it, will not do it. Dad put the mashed potatoes on the stove rather than the broccoli on the stove and cannot admit that he made that mistake, and it upsets dinner, and he still can't admit it because of that childish Asian shame, and the kid just does, Dad, why don't you, I mean, what's wrong with you? You should listen to your authorities! You know, and that's what they do, and it goes back to Confucianism mixed with imperialism. Confucius had this idea, you know, the younger brother needs to respect the older brother, and the older brother needs to respect the mother and father, and the mother and father need to respect the grandfather, and the grandfather needs to respect the local community, and the local community needs to respect the emperor and let him dominate everybody. And it sounds really, really nice, but it's propaganda for oppression. And you take that into a country where the emperor would live in this, one emperor had a palace with like 280 rooms and he'd sleep, 280 bedrooms and 280 imperial bedrooms, and he'd randomly sleep in a different one each night so that nobody killed him. Like the Forbidden City, the emperor had to stay in and everybody else had to stay out. You know, when America uses guns to stay safe. Our cities don't have walls. We just have an air force. It'll blast you if you do what we don't want. China, they're all about walls. They stonewall in their relationships. So you have this culture from China, and that's why China is how it is today. It's not communism that makes China China. There's a lot of communist control and stuff. Communism is an imperial political ideology. But the China is not, nor ever will be, like old communist Russia or like American leftist Democrats. China's not like that. It's not the Russia Democrat thing. It's imperialist Confucianism. And that same culture is deeply rooted like a poisonous weed still in Taiwan's culture. And as delightful as Taiwan is, it's got this ongoing parallel problem. And I really believe, I genuinely believe that it can be fixed, that it can be changed. I won't surrender on helping with this. Young Taiwanese people are having the same problem. They don't like it. It's the same objection to this old imperial China culture as the ABC kids do in America. Not quite as much, but they've got the same problem. And Hong Kong kids, young people in Hong Kong have much of the same problem. Younger generation doesn't want this. And I believe it can go away. The problem is many Americans show up in Taiwan and they run out of patience. I've got a friend, he's been around 10 years and he's getting fed up and might leave and just throw in the towel. Another kid was here, two, three, four years. He couldn't graduate from school because the teachers weren't teaching. And he got mad and went home, but he uses a Chinese name on Facebook because he still wants to be in Taiwan, but that imperial culture chewed him up and spit him out. And there's no change. And I really believe that Taiwan can learn and can change. The other thing is, though, they're the people that get chewed up and spit out by the system, but then there's the people that get vampire bit Like they get crushed by the system and then they become defenders of it. I hated this too. I fought against it for 20 years and I finally decided I needed to agree with the bad things they do. And people will tell me, yes, it's bad and you're wrong to change it. I get that. I'm not rephrasing. It's like, that's what they tell me. Yes, Jesse, it's wrong. It's very bad and it can't change and you're wrong to change it. So the thing is, it's that kind of stuff. I really want my Taiwan story to have a happy ending. But Taiwan's government needs to let me. And if they give me the permanent residence, if they approve the permanent residence that I've applied for, then my story has a happy ending. And all of the stuff that they do to people is reinterpreted as the broken road that leads straight to heaven. You know, there's a country song, God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. And if Taiwan will supply that happy ending, then I can tell you all the bad things I did and none of it hurts Taiwan, because in the end, it's a story of love. And that's what I want. And time's up. It shouldn't have taken this long. Taiwan should have approved it already. I should have my residence and the cards and paperwork in hand. But they're delaying. And because they delayed and they want more paperwork or whatever, I've had to make some phone calls. And now since I made those phone calls, it's out of my hands. And other people are involved, and I don't know where this is going to go. I still hope that it has a happy ending. I really do. I hope that it does. I'm being patient, but it has taken too long as of today. And maybe that can add to a better, happier ending. I don't know what it will be. But I'm being patient, and I'm keeping my peace about stuff so far. But I'm really contemplating how much of that I should do. I'm really contemplating it, because I'm just asking myself, by not talking about this, by letting people take so long to do the right thing, am I really doing a good thing? I'm asking myself that question now that Taiwan is late, as of today, in what should have been. We'll see. And I'll keep you in touch with this. I'm going to talk about something entirely different tomorrow in Taiwan Special.